Big money pours into the gay marriage battle.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. Today, the Supreme Court hears arguments on gay marriage. Outside the courtroom, there's political money flowing on both sides of the issue. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports on a new effort to throw money behind Republicans who support gay marriage.
Robert Postick is a professor of political science at the University of Findlay, and he's an evangelical Christian. He thinks the shift in public opinion on same-sex marriage is not the result of profound reflection, but simply that more people know someone who is gay.
And they're realizing, wait a second, these people who are gay or lesbian, they're just like me. Why have I been against that all along?
One recent poll suggested that two-thirds of Americans, whether they support or oppose gay marriage, see it as inevitable. Fred Sains is the vice president of the pro-gay marriage organization Human Rights Campaign.
Even the most ardent opponent of marriage equality kind of looks at their pocketbook and wonders, well, why should I contribute to something, even if I'm opposed, that is going to happen?
Republican hedge fund manager Paul Singer has spent millions in support of gay marriage. His own PAC, the American Unity PAC, is prepared to donate even more to Republicans who are willing to support it. In the four states that voted on marriage equality in November, supporters raised $30 million. Opponents raised $10 million. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.